Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's 3 p.m. on August 26, 2017. Welcome to Journey into Passion with me, Anique S., on Everyday Folks Radio. Thank you for tuning in to what I always hope will be an hour of inspiration and encouragement for all of us as we continue on our journeys towards our passion and also begin to take things to a whole new level. I hope you will hear something that will change the way you normally do things so that you can experience great success. Now, before we begin, I'm thinking about our friends in Texas today. I've been praying for God's mercy and grace, and I really hope that you have found safety and that you are currently safe. And to my Texas listeners, I have a broad audience there, and I always say just thank you for tuning in, and please take care of yourselves. Now, let's begin with getting you up to date with Everyday Folks Network information. Dr. Billy Jones of BJ Speaks will be on the air tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you are keeping up with Dr. Billy Jones and the ladies of K-pop. They have their show every other Friday. And you can get all of the listing and information at www.blogtalkradio.com/everydayfolksradio. Today is the return of the conversation. And this conversation is with Busy Fit Coach Stefan Anderson. If you're tired of having the weight loss conversation and ready to learn how to conquer this issue once and for all, this is a show for you. Stefan is a former Army Company Commander, and a 14-year veteran who enlisted from 1992 to 1999. And in 1999 to 2006, Stefan was a commissioned officer, and he left the Army in 2006. In 2007, he began working for PepsiCo Frito-Lay as a production team manager. And in 2016, Stefan left the corporate world altogether to pursue his dream of helping people learn how to create a new healthy lifestyle. He developed the Busy Fit program for people who had a very busy lives and who still desire to become fit despite their busy schedules. So Stefan wants to show people how they can develop healthy habits that can last a lifetime. You can see more on his site at busyfit.com. Now, before we get into this conversation, anytime that you hear any information during this ongoing health series, please consult your doctor before trying anything you hear or see on my social media. My guests nor myself know what your medical needs or limitations are. We don't know that information. So, therefore, it's best if anything you see or hear, take that information to your doctor and make sure that you know what your options are. Always play it safe. And, of course, if you have any questions or comments during today's broadcast, call 347-539-5372. The phone lines are open. They're working. I can see the callers coming in today, so it's working. And if you're ready to ask your question or comment, you know you can just always press number one, and I will know that you're ready. And I'm also monitoring the emails at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. All right, Mr. Stefan Anderson, how are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
I am great. I'm going to turn up this volume to make sure that everybody can hear you. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and making your show debut, because this is the name that you're going to hear more often than a little bit, okay?
Yeah, so. Well, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to come and to really share the message and really share what we have going on and how we can help people move forward.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, now the first thing I always like to do is I always like to make sure the listeners know who my guests are. So tell us first a little bit about your family life. I know that you do have a son from your video. So tell us more about your family life.
Well, yeah, I am married, and my wife is an RN. I've been married for almost 21 years. I have a 20-year-old daughter who is in South Georgia College here in Georgia, and I have a son who is 15 years old, and he's autistic, and obviously he is home with us. So that's really the main reason behind everything is really my family. So I'm excited about actually where we live in Warner Robins, Georgia, right there in the middle of Georgia. I tell people sometimes and they think I'm joking, but there's no place in the world I would rather have my family than Warner Robins, Georgia. So we're in a good place.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now, I spoke about you being a former Army commander, company commander, and a 14-year veteran, and then a commissioned officer. So tell us about your role. And first of all, thank you for your service. I want to make sure that I say that. Tell us, Army company commander and commissioned officer.
Well, the company command job was and has been the best job I ever had in my life. I just loved every single minute of it, every single day. It was really my opportunity to go out and to officially be able to affect not just the mission. I was stationed over in Korea at the time, and we had a very critical mission should we have a conflict with the North Koreans. But being able to help provide service to my country and to the Republic of Korea, that was an honor. But more so than that was really the ability to help shape the minds of some of these young soldiers who are coming through and to learn from a lot of the senior NCOs and the other people who were in that area. It was just a really, really great assignment, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we're having a rainy day down here in Florida, so I'm going to adjust the situation here to make sure that we don't have any background noise. And so, of course, anybody who knows living down here in Georgia, I mean, in Florida, rather, that this is our rainy season. So just want to make that slight adjustment. And also, let's get into it. You decided that you were going to change course in your life. And one of the biggest decisions you made is to make sure that others have a healthy lifestyle. So what made you decide to do this?
Well, actually, back in 2012, one of the gym owners, the lead trainer, approached me about being a trainer for them and getting certified. So I went through, I got my certification, and I started doing some personal training, and I just really enjoyed being able to officially help people. I found that that was really kind of what I was already doing anyway. I started working out probably when I was in the Army, so probably right after high school in 93. So when I really started kind of getting into the weight room, and I enjoyed that part of it. But as I got older, I realized that the nutrition part of it was actually much more important. So when I found myself being an advocate for that all of the time, that really was the seed, and that was back in 2012. So when I actually left, no, that wasn't 2012. That was, I left Frito-Lay. Yeah, because I just left Frito-Lay in 2016. So, yeah, that was back in 2012. So that was really the seed, and it was the start of 2016 that I realized that I just got this very, it's hard to explain, but like a certain amount of discomfort in my spirit, in my mind, that I could do more and be more, and that I was not going to be able to accomplish that when I was giving so much time to the corporate world. And of course, my family requires so much time. So I figured one of those two things were going to not make it. And so I had the conversation with my wife, and she said she was on board with it. She thought I could do it. And when we were off, it was all about trying to figure out what was the best way for me to impact people's lives in a real way. I didn't want to be like just another method that people kind of go to and they fail and then they end up looking for something else. I wanted to get to the bottom of what is the real reason that people are not able to keep going. And once I felt like that was my azimuth. That was what was going to determine where I was going. I just believed I had found the solution, and I wanted to help people, other people find the solution.
I like that you said that because, of, as you know, this is my Back on Track series, and that is one of the biggest things. That's one of the toughest things to try to figure out is how in the world do you get back on track and how in the world do you keep going? And that's just a tough thing for a lot of people, and that's one of the biggest questions that we're trying to answer here. And so what do you have to have in your mindset to make you just keep going? What does it take?
There is one thing that has to be solidified in order for you to be successful or to be not successful, actually, and that is, what are your habits? That's really it, because once you realize that your habits account for nearly half of the decisions you make every day without you even thinking about it, then the key is, how do I make those habits, those subconscious decisions, serve me to remain healthy instead of having them get me off my trail? So that became my search. How do I help people change habits? What is it that I can help to give people? What track can I give them to run on that they can make changes in their habits so that in the reality, the healthy living is just part of who they are? It's not that I'm doing something because I have to do it. You're doing it just because it's just part of who I am. Once you get to that point, then you no longer have to carry those actions. The habits carry them. The habits mm-hmm. carry you. And when life gets off trail, and this is what's beautiful about it, when you do fall off, it's so uncomfortable because your habits have dictated that you maintain certain healthy practices. And that's what I want to help people achieve.
So you developed the Busy Fit program and the Busy Fit Healthy Habits program, I should say. And you offer a 14-day trial and a 90-day program that follows. So we're going to get into all of that. But first, since we're actually talking about developing habits, now I don't want you to go through everything because obviously this is a part of the program, but can you kind of give us an overview of how the Busy Fit Healthy Habits program works?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is, I help people to understand that the first habit, the number one thing that you have to get into your new habit routine is to watch the videos, because it doesn't matter how good the information is if you're not able to put the videos into your day. So it was my intent to make sure that I kept the videos around 5 minutes. So that even somebody who's really busy, even if you're listening to it on your commute, and I've had people tell me that I can't really watch it, but I can listen to it on my commute. So that was the first thing that's going to be necessary for people to be successful. And then once you get into the program, I really start walking you through step by step into a 13-week program in which the first 6 weeks, actually the first 7 weeks, are going to introduce a new habit that's going to be easy to accomplish, but that is going to help you get some results. And the first week, we just talk about water. I get so much positive feedback from people, even people who are seasoned in working out and feel like they've been eating healthy. Once they start incorporating the water the way that I prescribe for them to do it in the program, they start feeling results. And that in itself starts letting you know that I can be getting results without doing these hard, you know, momentous things. I simply need to know what simple actions that I can do within the time frame that I have, within the schedule that I have, within the budget that I have, that are going to make a real difference.
And you offer a 14-day trial before it even begins. So talk to us about the trial period.
Yeah, that's critical for me, because the most important thing is I want you to not only think that this can work for you, I want you to feel it. I want you to experience it. Once you experience it, you'll know whether you feel like this is going to provide value to your life or not provide value to your life. And that piece is really a mainstay, because at the end of it all, nothing is for everybody. There are some people mm-hmm. who just honestly just feel like they just want to maybe have more of a hands-on. They want to have a person with them every single day. Or they may just feel like, well, yeah, this is good, but I want to move faster, which is a trap, by the way. But if somebody feels that they want to move faster instead of moving at a slower pace, then they may not want to move forward. But I want them to experience it first before they have to make any obligations, because I want you to be bought into the process, and I want you to be bought into knowing that this is something that can literally change your life, but it only works if you believe that.
Now you mentioned going faster. I don't know about those that want to lose weight before the next reunion, they want to lose weight before their wedding, or any kind of big dates. And so, of course, you know, when you do that, you always learn that faster is not better, because you end up probably putting back on more than what you lost. And so talk to us about that. Why is losing weight faster just the worst idea?
Your body is designed to survive, and everything that you do in your body is giving it, or everything that you eat, the timing, the content, all of that is giving your body information. So if you are doing something that causes your body to go into rapid weight loss, your body then starts to realize that I'm not getting enough nutrition to sustain myself, therefore I'm going to slow down all of my processes, which is what we call the metabolism. I'm going to slow that metabolism down because I have to protect this body fat so that as these lean times continue to come, I'm going to be able to survive as long as possible. I hear people do a lot of juicing and those types of diets, and you can lose some weight, especially in the first 10 days. After about 2 weeks, you'll find it very, very difficult to lose more weight, because your body is now fighting you, and you can't outsmart it.
Right.
Your body is now fighting you. So when you figure out how to keep losing weight in a rapid rate, your body is thinking something is wrong, and therefore I must now protect myself by slowing down the metabolism, and I start to trigger cravings. Your brain literally starts giving you information that says, eat these. And usually it's going to be carbohydrate-rich, sugar-rich, or fat-rich type foods that it really tries to crave, because those are the things that are going to pack on the most weight.
Right.
You want
right.
to protect yourself against yourself by making sure that if you lose the weight at a steady pace, and you give your body the right tools at the right time, the right information, it will help you lose weight and keep it off, because now you're not fighting against the systems inside your body.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Now, on your site at www.busyfit.com, you have something on the first page that says, you don't have to eat like a rabbit or go hungry. You don't have to spend hours in the gym. You don't have to pass on dessert for the rest of your life, and you don't have to wait until the perfect time, quote unquote, when all the stars align for you to get started. Now, I'm sure many of my listeners really like this list, because so many of us want to avoid these things. These are things
right.
that a lot of us just want to avoid. And so when you came up with this, how did you actually just come up with this particular list as it relates to your program?
Yeah, those are some of the most common things that people have really sold themselves as to reasons why they can't move forward, or the reasons why it's too hard, or maybe those are some of the reasons that people have decided that this is why I failed last time, because I couldn't eat enough food, or I can't get to the gym, or you know what, desserts are too delicious and I'm just not going to give them up. And if I can't give them up, then that means I can't really lose weight and stay healthy, so I may as well not try anything. So those were some of the most common things that I heard, but they're just not true. they are not necessary for you to have a healthy, fit lifestyle. And I wanted to help people understand that going in, that all of these common misperceptions that you have, these can be just totally taken out of the picture, because what I'm going to show you is going to help you, and none of these will be a factor.
Excellent. Now, today I have the Busy Fit Coach, Stefan Anderson, with me, and if you have any questions, please call 347-539-5372. And if you're on the call now, just press that number one on your keypad and let me know that you're ready for a question. And, of course, I'm also monitoring my emails at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. Now, one of the things, because I actually, you allowed me to try out the program, I really appreciate that. And one of the things I really, really like is that you always talk about getting 1% better, because we're so hard on ourselves. When it comes to weight loss, we're so hard on ourselves. We failed again. But you talk about
right.
getting 1% better. Talk about this concept.
Yeah, that's really a critical piece of the program, because the fact is that life is going to get in the way. There is nobody out there, I don't care if you're Billy Blanks or Richard Simmons, nobody out there who has all of the perfect conditions all the time. The key then is to figure out, number one, how to move forward even in these tough conditions. And that's where the 1% comes into play. So there have been times where I am going through a situation where I literally have things that are more important than me going to the gym for a given day. And that means that I won't be able to get my scheduled time in. Well, there's still something I can do. And that 1% mentality allows me to understand that even though I couldn't get everything done, I can still get something done, and I can still walk away with a win. The idea and the concept that you have failed is what hurts most people, because people don't like that feeling of being of losing. And when you realize that you actually do have a win in your pocket, it may be a small win, but it's enough to keep you moving forward. And that is what makes the difference, because it's not the huge things that you do that makes the difference. It's the small things that you do consistently that make the difference.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I want to let all my listeners know that I created a Facebook page recently called Back on Track Team with Anike S. And you can go to it by going to www.facebook.com/groups/backontrack4thewin. And I'm going to, of course, have that on my social media so that you can go right to it. And I've done that because since we're actually going to be on this Back on Track on series throughout the remainder of the year, I wanted you to have a place to go to get information, like the information that you're getting today. And I want you to have a place you can go to get inspiration and encouragement as we continue to go on this particular track. And, of course, I'm going to be asking Stefan Anderson to jump in every now and then and sharing some of his videos, because his videos are very, very inspirational, and they get right to it. And so I really want you to be able to get more information from him, and that's why I have him on the show today, and that's why he is going to be working with me throughout this series. And so the struggle is real when it comes to getting back on track. The struggle is real. You try. It's like you try, you go back and forth, you back and forth. And so I'm going to ask you, have you ever dealt with this yourself?
Yes, but I have it in a different way. And most people don't have to deal with it the way I do. The typical concern that people have is that they're overweight or they're feeling out of shape, and that was never really where I was. I was a really skinny kid growing up. I thought I was fine, though. You couldn't tell me nothing in high school. I mean, I thought I was, you know, kind of had it going on. But I was a skinny kid, and I didn't start gaining weight until I did end up going to the Army. But as I was going in, I was going through the processing center, And they told me I had high cholesterol. Now, I had never had my cholesterol checked. At this point, I was 17 years old. I was 155 pounds, 5'10.5", and I had a 284 cholesterol number.
Wow.
Just unbelievable. And I had battled with it and battled with it, and even when I was in shape, and I started getting in the Army and I started getting fit, and I did one video one time explaining this principle. When I left command, they gave me this trophy and put Mr. Physical Fitness, and, you know, I had the highest PT score in the company, all of these great things, but at that time I was suffering from high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Most people don't think about that connection because at that time I was about 183 pounds. I was 5'11". I was running my 2 miles. I ran in under 12 minutes, 11:58, I think, and over 100 push-ups and nearly 100 sit-ups and all that for my test. But I was still suffering from high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And at that time I realized that my struggle is one that would choke me out if I didn't get a hold of it. Excuse me. So my struggle wasn't visible. In other words, I could have gone through the rest of my life thinking that I'm doing fine because my weight wasn't over, my appearance wasn't one that you might associate with heart disease or stroke. But that's where I was on my way to. And so I had to realize that if I didn't get a hold of my eating, I went through all these medications and all these other things, but I realized if I didn't get a hold of my eating and really figure this out, then it doesn't matter how good a shape I'm in when I've had, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but the highest cholesterol number I've ever had was 324. And I was in, and I was running. I was in good shape. But it let me know just how important it was for me to figure out how to get the healthy eating. And that's why I focused on that, because I was in the gym 3 and 4 or 5 times a week, still had these numbers. And it wasn't until I learned how to eat healthy, and not just healthy, but in what's healthy for me. Because what's going to be healthy for you may not be healthy for me. And that's one of the things we teach in the program. This is not a cookie-cutter program. It's not something that says one size fits all. But I'm giving you a framework, and then you realize that the ultimate decider of what's healthy for you is one thing. It's not Dr. Oz. It's not Oprah Winfrey. It's not anybody else. It's your body. You learn how to listen to your body. And your body gives you the information as to what is healthy for you.
And I like that. I like that. I like the fact that you talked about this is not a cookie-cutter program, because so many people want to just – they try something and they just figure, this is the ultimate thing, but it doesn't work for me. I'm a failure. And you say, no, that's just not the case. Everybody is different, and everybody has to find what's right for them. And I love that. And so speaking of nutrition – the Whole 30 program, created by Melissa and Dallas Hartwig, is something that's very important to this Busy Fit strategy. So tell us about that.
Yes. I went through a lot of information and a lot of different processes in my search, not just for myself, but how I could help other people. And when I came across the Whole 30 program, it was a book called It Starts with Food. And I read that book, and so many lights came on. Excuse me, a lot of the dots started getting connected, and then I started really understanding that it's really food. That's really the thing that makes the difference. And when I went through, I decided I was going to go through the Whole 30 and see what my results would be. Well, I went through the Whole 30 program, and just so happened I had my 6-month doctor appointment. Because of my history, I go twice a year. And I went through there, and I had the best numbers I had ever had. and numbers that I was shocked, like I didn't even think it was possible for me to have a 151 cholesterol. And at that point, it was without the medication. Mm-hmm. And that's when that's when the light bulb came on that they were really on to something with that. And so as I continued to listen and to read and to research, I realized that they had done all of the hard homework, had done, you know, the scientific studies, and they had gone through all of the portion control issues, and they had gone through all of the balancing things out, and they had done something that I had heard nobody else do, and that is to clearly define what makes a food healthy or less healthy for you. Mm-hmm. And that was a key, that was in my mind the bedrock for the nutrition strategy. Now, I use that probably about 85%. There are a few other things that I was that I felt like needed to be improved. Otherwise, I would have just given people, just said, hey, go to O30 and execute this, which is what I did, actually, by the way, after I first did it. I just went telling everybody, anybody who would listen, man, you've got to do this, you've got to try this. And then I realized that when people were doing it, they might have struggled through it, they might have got some results, but they were struggling afterwards. And then I realized that the reason why they're struggling afterwards is because they changed too much too fast, and they didn't have a chance to develop the habits. Mm. And that was the difference between just going through Whole30. And some people may have some success with that. And if you do, I encourage you to look it up, the Whole30.com. It's a worldwide phenomenon. There are lots of people who are benefiting from it, lots of resources available. Be careful with some of the YouTube and other things that say they are Whole30. Because sometimes they're a little bit on the edge, but I usually stick to the things that are Whole30.com and then /, in order to help share information, because I know it's legit Whole30 then. But some people can use that great tool, and it's only a four pages of rules. You go through the rules. It tells you what to do. You can start it on day one, end it on day 30. There's a 10-day recommended reintroduction plan. So in all, it's 40 days. But I saw a lot of people struggling once they were done. And that was the thing that I wanted to help address.
And so for this Whole30, just give us like kind of an overview, because some people may be asking what is the deal with this. So just kind of give us just a few things that really caught your eye about this program.
Well, number one, they're going to you learn exactly what the how food, well, not exactly, but you get a good broad stroke, a working knowledge, I would say, of how food affects your body. And it breaks down into four different categories, the way that certain things. So we're talking about legumes, and you're talking about dairy, you're talking about grains, and you're talking about gluten. And then also the overhaul of this, throughout all of that, sugar is also involved in all of that. But understanding how those different groups affect or work within your body. Because remember, I said that food is information for the body. So everything you put in your mouth is giving your body some information, and then your body decides what to do. How does it know to take certain chemicals to here and to there? It's because it's information. And so it processes all of that. And Whole30 did a great job of, or excuse me, the book It Starts With Food did a great job of explaining from a Whole30 standpoint how that works. And the Whole30 stands for a whole 30 days. So that's the only reason why it's called a Whole30. And beyond that, it then gives you a system to reintroduce. And this was something I had not heard before I came across this book, is that once you've eliminated, had an elimination diet, so you eliminate all these potentially problematic foods, and then if you've missed them, in a systematic way, you reintroduce them, and now, because your body has had a chance to reset, you can listen to your body, and you can get feedback from your body, and you can then make a decision. So you know, like for me, for example, I know that gluten tends to give me bloat. very much in my belly. Now, I'll just have to take the honest truth. So on, and I also know that the sugar makes my joints ache. But on Thanksgiving, when my mother buys a red velvet cake from Miss Cora out in the country, I have decided that I'm going to have me some of that red velvet cake because I want to experience some of Miss Cora's red velvet cake. The difference now I understand what it's going to do to me, and I've decided that at that point it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I'll have me some cake, and I know it's going to give me a little bloat, and I know I'm going to have a little bit of joint ache, but it's worth it, and then I get back on track, and I'm good to go. That's the key, is getting information so that you aren't making choices blindly. It's not so that you never eat anything that's less healthy. It's so that when you do eat something less healthy, you understand the consequences and you can make an informed decision.
Right. Now, this reminds me of a conversation I had with Shay, one of my past guests and very good friends, because we talked a lot about how food affects your body, and she just learned so much through her own process of learning what foods did what to her body as far as inflammation and chronic fatigue and other ailments. You talk about joint pain. And one of the things that it's clicking now, because for myself, I definitely know this to be absolutely true. And one of the things that I just wanted to bring up here while we're talking about this is that a lot of times when we go to the doctor, the very first thing they're going to do is they're going to tell you what medication to take in order to cure what ails you at that particular time. And that's the first thing that they tell you to go to. But a lot of times, it's the foods that you eat. It's the actual whatever, something that you could be eating or drinking could be actually affecting you. And so I like the fact that just going to look at that first and going through this program and learning what foods cause certain reactions. And you can say goodbye to certain medications, and you can. And lead a different healthy life because of that. And so I really like that fact.
One of the things that is the most valuable that people get out of this program, there are a lot of great things, and I've put a lot of other things in there to really help people understand that this isn't just about food, but it's about how you live and how you make decisions, how you process life. But we get acclimated to feeling these aches, pains, seeing these allergic reactions with our body, and we don't think anything of it because it's normal for us. Now, for example, I was in 1999, I went to jump school at Fort Benning, Georgia, and I sprained my shoulder in the very first week. So right at the end of the first week, we were doing some PLF, basically learning how to land. And I sprained my shoulder. And I didn't realize that I had just gotten accustomed to my shoulder sort of hurting. I went through the whole 30, I guess it was back in 2015, 2014. So, but I had just realized that, I mean, it was just part of life. And every time I would reach for my seatbelt, I would feel that twinge every time. But it just became part of my life. When I started doing the whole 30, I reached for it and I realized I'm not feeling that anymore. I started realizing that there were certain things, ailments in my life, certain pieces of feedback that my body was giving me. It was trying to tell me something, but I had gotten so used to overriding it that I wasn't hearing it. Mm-hmm. Once I went through the whole 30 and that process started clearing these inflammatory foods out of my body, that's when I knew that the food is what makes the difference. It makes a difference in your energy. It makes a difference in your sleep. It makes a difference in your hair. It makes a difference in your complexion. It makes a difference in your mood. It just makes a difference in your ability to recover. All of these things are rooted back to food. And I'm going to tell you one more thing that blew my mind and broke my heart all at the same time. I realized that I went to the CDC site, and I just wanted to know, what are the top 10 things that people die from? Top 10 causes of death. The number one cause of death, according to the CDC, with nearly 1 in 4 people dying from it, is heart disease.
Mm.
Heart disease. Back that up. Heart disease is a condition based off of our choice of what we eat and how we move.
Right.
Now process that. We're saying that 1 out of 4 people, nearly 25% of the people who die, are dying because they've made choices over time that has caused them to have heart disease. You don't catch heart disease from your neighbor.
Right.
It's not contagious.
Mm-hmm.
It is something, it's a product of our choices of how we eat and how we move. So that means food is literally killing more people than cigarettes.
Wow.
It's sobering, but it also gives us hope because now we realize we have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And that's what I want to give people, some hope to realize that they have a choice. It doesn't have to be them.
Wow. All right, we are down to the last 18 minutes of the show, if you can believe it. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 347-539-5372. Or you can send an email to anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. Of course, if you don't get your question in during the show, I will definitely make sure that Stephen gets your question or comment after the show has aired. And now the title of the show is called, of course, Developing Those Healthy Habits. And so let's kind of get into some healthier habits that can actually help turn things around for you. And so we talked about water. And so what does water, what kind of role does, because a lot of people, they say, I just hate water. I hate water. I hate water. I don't want to drink it. But why is water so important when it comes to health?
Water is the single most abundant factor in your body. It's the single most abundant materials that you have in your body, mainly because you have a lot of blood through your body. And so, of course, the blood depends on water to transport your nutrients, to transport all of your lymphatic or all of your all of the fluids in your body, everything that has to process and connect and talk and crosstalk are going to go by way of a fluid type system. And therefore, water is critical to that process. And for the people who don't like water or really don't prefer to drink water, I have yet to come across a person who can't actually learn to enjoy water. Your body was designed to actually drink water. And once they start taking these small steps, that's where that 1% comes in, right? So you go from drinking zero water. I have one of the BizFit family members who just drank sodas all the time and just really could not, just would not drink any water. And if they did, they put some of that sweetener in it and all those other things that really aren't healthy for your body and can really take away a lot of the healthy benefits of the water. And I just told her, just start with 4 ounces a day. Can you tolerate 4 ounces a day? And she says, yeah. All right. So she did the 4 ounces and then she got used to that. Then she did the 8 ounces. She got used to that. And then she got up to 16. And by the time she got up to 16, she realized that her body was actually starting to crave the water when she got into a situation where she was hot. And so your body will start adjusting to it. And that water is the first thing because it is the most critical piece in terms of what you can put in your body that's going to help you be healthy. And isn't it wonderful that it's not an expensive, hard-to-get type commodity?
Right.
It's something that we have access to.
Right, right. And it really does happen. Your body actually does start to crave water. I can definitely attest to that. I wasn't always a water drinker, but now that I am. Your body does actually crave it. And so as far as exercise, what is the best time? What is the worst time for exercise?
The best time for exercise is when you can do it.
Mm.
The most important thing is that you get the activity in. People tend to believe that exercise is much more important, the standard quote-unquote exercise is much more important than it really is. It's really most important for general population, general health. It's really most important that you stay active. So small things that you can do, like park farther away and then walk further as you go into the store, or take the stairs instead of the elevator, or just decide that you're going to take a 10-minute walk around the block or a 15-minute walk. Those things matter. Doing yard work, those things matter. If you're wanting to just be healthy, just being more active is actually a great, great benefit. Now, if you want to be an athlete, or you want to be a bodybuilder, or you want to be a model, or some things like that, then, of course, going to the gym and learning how to deal with resistance training and how to time your meals and all of those things can become much more important then. But for the general person, I've had people go through this plan and were restricted by their doctors because they had neck surgery and back surgery, restricted by their doctors from doing any type of exercise until they had certain parts of their bodies to fuse together or to heal. They were still able to get better numbers, still able to lose weight just by changing their habits, and they were allowed to ride a recumbent bike. So they could ride the bike for 20 minutes and eat healthy and got the results.
So bottom line, there is no excuse.
There really is. There really is no excuse. And that's really what I want for people to understand, is that you have options. Mm-hmm. You have things that are available to you. You just have to know what to look for and just have to understand how to put them in place. And as long as you're looking for those 1% wins, those are much easier to find than finding an hour to go to the gym every day or for 3 or 4 times a week. Those things are nice to have, and I thank God that I've been able to usually I schedule, my schedule time is four days a week in the gym for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, but no more than that. But if I can't get them in, then it's not the end of the world. I just keep moving. I do what I can. I get my 1% in. I accomplish what I need to have because, you know, life still is going on. Life does not care about you, and life isn't going to just move out the way, right, so you can have the perfect condition. The key is to learn how to navigate life as it's going and still make healthy choices.
Right. Now, those of us, and I'm going to just put myself in there, that have to lose 50 pounds or more, this seems just like the daunting task. You look at that number and you think, oh, my God, am I never going to get to my goal weight? Do you have any suggestions, and especially if you've led a sedentary lifestyle, you have aches and pains, and it's kind of difficult for you to maneuver, do you have any tips for those people?
Yes, and this may just sound like a plug, but you need to go through the BusyFit program. And the reason why I say that is because when you go through the program, it's going to give you a paced out way to continue to move forward. Now, I do have some people in the program who have lost 50 pounds or more. But honestly, in order to do that and to do it in a way that your body does not reject, you really have to really be tight on your game. So I don't usually recommend that people go for trying to lose more than, you know, the recommended is about 8 pounds, right? So 2-3 pounds a week average will put you in a very good place as long as you keep moving forward and just understand that there will be times when you won't be able to meet your goal, but you can still keep moving forward. So for those who have a larger amount of weight, and I do have some people in a program like that, just take it one step at a time. Realize that everybody who's ever done anything successfully, that's a large task, has done it one day at a time. And this is no different. Just walk in that success and start believing you can do it by actually taking action. You have a plan. And that's what most people struggle with is, yeah, they understand in general, okay, I need to eat broccoli instead of a donut. Okay, I got that. But actually having a plan, having a path to walk, having a blueprint that's going to help me get started. Those are the things that a lot of people struggle with, even when they have general knowledge. And that's what Busy Fit gives people. And for those who are in that situation where you do have a larger number, I tell people to break it down into smaller bites. So what do you think your goal should be this week, in the next 2 weeks? And we put together a plan that should be able to help you to check and get some results without being tied to that scale. You know, I tell people, you know, we do have to check because we need to know if we're making progress, but there's lots of ways to know if you're making progress other than this. But you still weigh about every 2 weeks and then throw that thing in the closet and forget about it and keep moving forward.
All right, we are down to the last 8 minutes, and then one of the questions that I wanted to make sure I got in here, because, of course, like I've said before, this can be a difficult journey. And on my blog at nikkeimadison.com, I posted something called Surround Yourself with Like-Minded People. And I wrote, on your journey, do yourself a favor. Surround yourself with like-minded people. They are people that will push you forward, be excited with you as you advance on your journey. And you'll be able to help each other. And you will be instrumental in helping and they will be instrumental in helping you soar. And I say that because it's important for your surroundings are very important. You know, it's
right.
As far as, especially on the weight loss journey, you have to have people, because you know people, there's going to be people that say, come on, let's go get some pizza, let's go get some pie.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, and those things, you know, they can really hurt you on your journey. And you have a video called Surround Yourself with People Who Make You Better. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, that is going to be one of the most powerful tools you'll be able to have, is to surround yourself with those people who are like-minded. And the fact is, I used to say that, you know, life is kind of like being on the skywalk at the airport, except it's not helping you get where you're going. It's trying to pull you backwards. It's trying to pull you. So in other words, you have to keep, if you stop moving forward, then you start inherently moving backwards. And it's always more helpful to have somebody there with you that's going to help expose you to different ideas, help to encourage you in times when you need to be encouraged. And this is just as important, but we don't think about it. That's just important to have that person there that you can encourage when they need to be encouraged. That in itself gives a certain amount of power that is beyond just one and two. And in that video, I mentioned how, you know, the Bible says that if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. You're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. If one can put 1,000, then two should be able to put 2,000. But that's not how it works. There is a power within the connection itself, within the combination of your energy and my energy when we're like-minded people, and it amplifies it so that I can get more done, 10 times as much done by the combination than I can if I just take this on my own. And even Jesus was sending his disciples out two by two. There is a reason. If you're following, if I'm following, I'm by myself, that's a much difficult situation than when you're having a bad day and you got somebody else on your team that's helping you to get through.
Yeah.
And we are relational beings. We're relational. It's so important to connect and to understand and value that connection, not just for what you can do for them, I mean, what they can do for you, but also for what you can do for them.
All right. Now, really quickly, in the last 5 minutes, I want to talk about, because you wear shirts, certain shirts, and your videos. And so who makes these shirts?
I have a friend of mine who grew up in the same hometown as I did. His name is T.J. Garner, and he runs a shirt company. And he has, I've always supported him just because we're from the same hometown. And you know what? He's a young black man who is really wanting to make a positive impact on the community and doing some great things. And he started coming out with some of these shirts that had the word, the first one had the word inspire on it. I was like, man, I love that. Because that's part of my personal mission statement, is to inspire others to learn to be their best. And so I wear these shirts, number one, as a shout out to him, and because I'm going to support him in his endeavors, but two, because that is a key thing, to be able to inspire other people to look at life in a way that maybe they hadn't before, but more importantly, so they can start taking some steps to move forward. And then even more important than that is to for them to be able to inspire somebody else to move forward. And so this way we just kind of keep this thing going. This isn't just about now, but this is about 20 years from now, 100 years from now, being able to make a mark that says, I was able to help somebody else move forward. So I wear those shirts, and it came out with a second one that said hope, and that is a key thing. If you don't have hope, you can hang it up.
Right.
You can hang it up. Nobody wants to pour their chips in or pour their effort into something that's going to give them nothing. But once you realize that you have hope, that it's possible, you start to believe it. Once you believe it, that's a wrap. Once you truly, really, 100% believe it, that's a wrap. It's just a matter of walking it out. And that's what I want to convey with those shirts.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for confirming everything that we have been talking about on this show. And we're down to the last 3 minutes. I want to talk to you so much more than this, but we don't have enough time. So I just want to give you a chance to say one final thought.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to share this message and to help people to realize there are some options out there that are life-changing. Once we get in our minds that we have a responsibility to ourselves, that we have the power within ourselves to make these choices, and not only to make these choices, but to help other people make these choices, I think that's a big key to making the community stronger. My dad is a pastor, and my mom is a minister, and people have asked me all my life, even before they were pastoring ministering, if I was going to be a preacher or a pastor and all that. Well, I feel like this is my ministry. I feel like there's a lot of things that we are called to do, that God has called us to do separately within the world to help humanity, to help mankind, but we short-circuit ourselves by cheating ourselves in our health and our fitness. How much more can we be effective if we make these choices, if we're on the earth for longer, if we're on the earth healthier? If you have a particular purpose, what better witness can that be to be living in a healthy lifestyle and realizing that you can enjoy it? That's the final thought I want to give people.
Okay, great. So I have to stop you there. Thank you so much, because we're down to the last minute and 46 seconds. I just want to say thank you so much for inspiring us today and for coming on the show. And next week, well, I will not be on, but I will be back on September 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, joined by the incredible Serena Robinson of Crush It Company. And she helps female entrepreneurs meet their business needs. But dreamers, you got to tune in as well, because this is a great show for you as well. September 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, you can email me at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/journeyintopassion with Anike S. Check out Stephan Anderson's information at www.busyfit.com. Get started on your 14-day trial today and get involved in the BusyFit program. It will make a difference in your life. And check out that Hold 30. Whole30.com. Make sure, Whole30.com. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dr. Billy Jones, host of BJ Speaks, returns at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to keep up with the ladies of Keeping Up with K-Pop every other Friday. And as Stephan always says, persist until you succeed. Persist until you succeed. Thank you once again for tuning in today, and thank you, Stefan, for your amazing information. And, of course, he's going to be working with me, especially on the Back to, as we continue on the Back on Track series, and he will be back next year as well. So, as always, I wish you great success on your journey into your passion. Take care and have a great weekend. Mm-hmm.